Biden's masking up for his first 100 days, thunder snow in Scotland, and the Scotch Egg Police. This is your TLDR News Daily Briefing for Friday, 4th of December. In the first story of the Daily Briefing today, we talk about Joe Biden's plans for his first 100 days in office. While many presidents have entered into the office with big plans of how they're going to revolutionize their country, Biden has the unfortunate task of having to get the coronavirus pandemic under control first. While the current president has appeared reluctant to encourage mask wearing more widely in the US, the incoming president appears to have made it a top priority. Today he's told CNN that when he moves into the White House, he'll ask Americans to wear masks as much as possible for 100 days. He claims that this would cause a serious reduction in coronavirus cases, something we've observed in other countries. It's been made clear that constitutionally, he can't require Americans to wear face coverings. Nonetheless, he's made it clear that he'll set an example by wearing one himself. Despite the fact that he cannot require citizens to wear masks generally, he does have power over federal buildings. We mention this because the incoming president has planned to require people to wear face coverings when they're in federal buildings. While this is a big step in the US towards stricter COVID rules, Biden has promised that this will only last for the honeymoon period, which is 100 days. Let's hope that all of this succeeds in bringing down the number of coronavirus cases in the US. Hey podcast listeners, I know I don't address you directly very often, but I just wanted to ask for a favour. I recently noticed that on Apple Podcasts, we only have 27 reviews for the podcast. It's an average of 5 stars, so I can't complain about that, but it would be nice for algorithmic reasons to get that number of reviews up. So if we can get it to 200 reviews, we'll do a special episode of the Daily Briefing where Ben and I discuss our favorite news stories of the year. And that will be exclusively on podcast. No YouTube viewers are getting that, just you guys. So lend us a review, give us 5 stars, and we can make that possible. Thanks for your support and have a lovely weekend. In the second story today, we move to the UK to discuss a freak weather event that rarely occurs, that of thundersnow. Many in Edinburgh, including the girlfriend of one of our TLDR writers, was awoken last night by what they thought was the sound of explosions. In reality, this was the sound of thundersnow, which occurs, as the name might suggest, when the regular thunder and lightning event happens with the addition of lots of snow. The bang was localised in Edinburgh because, according to the Met Office, the snow actually minimises the loudness of the sound, preventing it from being heard further afield. Those in Edinburgh heard the thunder snow at its loudest at around 5 a.m. It seems to have caused a lot of confusion in Scotland, with some areas having to be closed off and the police actually having to explain to citizens what the phenomena is. Specifically, Police Scotland tweeted the following: "We've received a number of phone calls regarding people concerned about explosions heard. Please do not be alarmed. We are currently experiencing thunder and lightning." In the last story today, we move on to a very serious discussion that's dominated the political realm for the last week. Are Scotch eggs a substantial meal? Okay, try and contain your rage for when this video ends and save it for the comments section. For those of you out of the loop, this relates to the Tier 2 rules for England. England's been broken down into areas where the virus is less prevalent, Tier 1, to the areas where the virus is more prevalent, Tier 3, with rules being more restrictive in the higher tiers. This debate specifically relates to Tier 2 though, the middle tier. While the government has deemed that people can go to pubs in Tier 2, they can only order an alcoholic drink if it's accompanied by a substantial meal. This has obviously led to a whole discussion over what constitutes a substantial meal, with one ongoing question being, is a Scotch egg a substantial meal? Some cabinet ministers have suggested that it is a substantial meal, others have suggested it isn't. Well, while the debate isn't resolved, the police have had to make a decision. They have actually gone into pubs to weigh in on the issue and remove those from pubs who are breaking what they perceive to be the rules. One pub owner in London claimed the police made clear they were given extra resources and were planning on using them. It doesn't help that this rule is so confusing, nor that different cabinet ministers have taken different stances on it, including Michael Gove, who actually changed his mind on the issue. Let's hope the government soon actually provides clarity for an industry that's already faced incredible hardship this year. That's all for today, but we'll be back tomorrow with another episode of This Week in Parliament. So make sure you're subscribed so that you don't miss a thing. Anyway, for those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out Monday's Daily Briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing over at youtube.com/TLDR Daily.